Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Antine, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 5th of September, and ending on Sunday, September 11th, which is a Memorial Day in a way, not a holiday, but still, for the United States. The Monday, the 5th, is Labor Day in the U.S., and we have had Venus enter Virgo, which I talked about last time. And so she's with us now, getting her transit going. We have the Moon in Capricorn in the second phase of the lunar cycle on a Monday, and that is the phase where we want to start getting things going. However, this is the week Mercury retrogrades. On Friday, it retrogrades. And so Mercury is slowing down. And the usual mistake I make at some point during this podcast may find itself, a couple more happening. I don't know. But usually I catch them and I tell you. So it's just the way it is. And so we have this desire, as I said, to get going, but the retrograding mind in indecisive Libra making some of our forward motion a little bit tricky. I know I'm actually experiencing that already in my projects of self-publishing. So now that I've said it to you, maybe I'll be kinder to myself and understand timing is what it is. So the Moon square the retrograde Jupiter at 8:44 a.m. is, you know, you can't get your people to listen to you. That's Moon in Capricorn, who wants them to, because that's a feeling of, you know, being responsible. It's an instinctive way of being an authority in Moon in Capricorn. But, you know, when you get to that square to Mercury in Libra at 11:21 a.m., you also are maybe trying to talk about what happened earlier and getting all these different points of view about what happened, because that's what Mercury in Libra does. And that's not what you want, you know, that's not what you want. So it's a difficult, edgy kind of time, but not volatile. Moon in Capricorn, though, goes on to the harmony of the lights for the rest of the day until 8:25 p.m. Eastern, when Moon in Capricorn trines the Sun in Virgo. So this is an excellent time, once you get past maybe the noon hour, to deal with authorities, get some things done, work on your mundane life, although it's Labor Day. So mundane life doesn't really do much if you're looking at going to places where you need to meet with people, because they're not there in the United States anyway. So, but you do have the flow where people are in general communing with the ideas of structure and organization. And even at a barbecue, maybe, they may be helping, like really doing a good job keeping things going in the right direction. After the trine to the Sun in Virgo completes, when a Capricorn trines retrograde Uranus and Taurus until 5:23 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And so we are open to some different ideas and such. And it really isn't a bad time if you need to travel, although probably not the greatest idea to travel if you have been attending a function where there's been some, you know, libations, as they say, unless you are not the designated driver. But there may be some new ideas coming up, even for Capricorn and Taurus energies on Monday evening and into the early morning hours of Tuesday. Things are soft on Tuesday, gentle feeling. While Moon in Capricorn is sextile retrograde, Neptune in Pisces until 2:21 p.m., and that might not be a bad time. to embark on your journey early morning on Tuesday. Moon joins Pluto, as it does every month until Pluto gets out of Capricorn. And that is at 5:43 p.m. exact. And this is, again, where the emotions can become obsessive. And in Capricorn, about achievement or, you know, the traditional way or the authority energy. So it's a good one if you happen to be with people who are focused on the same way and on the same wavelength about the reviewing of some sort of a project. And that's about the best you can expect from it. Void, of course, Moon in Capricorn takes us to the Moon enters Aquarius at 11:41 p.m. on Tuesday. So now, complete change of energy. We get Moon in Aquarius, sextil Jupiter in Aries until 9:45 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And then there's a trine from Aquarius Moon to Mercury in Libra, 1:48 p.m. So it's a very upbeat communication morning. And it'll be continuing to be lots of energy and information coming in because Moon in Aquarius trines Mars in Gemini until 4:13 p.m. So there's your sweep of, I need to look it up online, I need to reach somebody, I need information, I'm looking at some future dates to pick or whatever. Just remember, we are, again, slow, slow, slow. We're about to station completely near the end of Thursday and into Friday for the retrograde. So, you know, scurry along and get whatever you can. Get it done by 4:13 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday the 7th. After that, the Aquarius Moon goes on. But it goes on to a square for quite some time, a little over 24 hours. I said that. See, I did that again. It's a little over 12 hours. It is going square Uranus in Taurus, and that comes in 6:26 a.m. on Thursday. So now those ideas and some issues may be going on with electronics. Oh, dear. And so it's not, you know, it's time to like sort of kick back and not try to really push into those realms. Waking up on Thursday the 8th, we have Moon conjunction Saturn, 8:34 a.m. This can be a downer for the feelings, and a pessimism maybe creeping in. And you know I always recommend Bach flower remedies for this, you know. And so if you've got a hold of some that, you know, gentian is probably a good one, you know, when we're in a temporary feeling of, like, setback. If you go all the way to hopeless, it's gorse, all right? And so these things can, you know, lift up the mind and connect it back to the source so you don't get too stuck there. And stuck there is really important because we are in fixed signs. So you don't want to carry this with you into the rest of the day when Moon in Aquarius is void, of course, until the Moon enters Pisces at 12:42 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 9th. And goes immediately opposition Venus in Virgo. And this is like a little foreshadowing of the full moon because that's the polarity. We have a full Pisces moon coming in. So here it is, 9:39 a.m. Somebody's drifting along in mystical land and somebody else has a lot of value on the organization and analyzing things and being really practical. So there is a big difference here. Again, not a volatile one, except Virgo can get critical when it gets, you know, kind of off center. So that would be something Pisces moon person would have to deal with. But anyway, hopefully it doesn't set up something for the day, because Pisces moon is going to go now into square with Mars in Gemini. And that's until 7:08 p.m. And that's where things get not so great. But also Mars is getting really unhappy because there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of, you know, unreliable. Can I believe this? Is anybody hearing me? Mars in Gemini wants to know, and can get, you know, irritated and, you know, nasty pretty quick. And we've talked about Mars in Gemini in a long transit of this, right? So this is a day to watch out for the more negative qualities of Mars in Gemini. And hopefully you won't get burned by them or burn someone else, you know. So just be aware, because that's the day also that Mercury is stationed. And so people around you, if you're commuting or driving or doing, they are not in their mind. I mean, you know, they're just not there. They're somewhere. They're operating cars and machinery. They're doing all kinds of things, but not with a really clear focus, you know? So just be super aware on Friday the 9th, because you've got those difficult aspects between the more earthy and air element and that drifting Pisces moon, which is going to come in after the retrograde of Mercury. Mercury retrogrades at 11:38 p.m. on Friday the 9th. And on my, I might have spoken about it even in a podcast, but I know I wrote about it on the Astrolessons Facebook page on the day Mercury entered Libra. So what I wanted to remind everyone is that it is going to be retrograding at 8 degrees of Libra, and it, the only aspect it'll make right now is to the retrograde Jupiter, which is, again, a conflict between the thoughts that want cooperation and the expanded energy that wants, you know, to be independent. So it will go back during this retrograde into Virgo on September 23rd at 8:04 a.m. in the Eastern Time. So there we get to revisit practical, analytical, organization methods, especially the ones we had come up with from August 1st to 4th, and that's when those degrees were there. So you might look back. You might even look back now and say, I wonder what I'm going to be rethinking about those days, because I thought I had it pretty clear. Maybe not. And so it's the 24 to 29 degrees of Virgo that we're looking at. Mercury goes direct at 24 Virgo on October 1st and gets back up to speed on the 8th of October, re-entering Libra on October 11th and moving past the retrograde degrees on October 17th. So, you know, you can come up out of the depth of Mercury retrograde before the 17th, but that is when you'll really see yourself moving forward in the thinking, you know. You'll be seeing things from a different point of view once it goes direct, and once it gets up to speed on the 8th of October, you will feel a lot better, especially if you are Gemini, Sun or Ascendant, or Virgo, Sun or Ascendant, and the issues of the houses in your birth chart with those signs on the cusp, Gemini or Virgo, will be moving forward, but up to speed more likely on the 8th, right? And again, re-entering Libra, so the house that has Libra on the cusp gets the Mercury energy coming back into it. So you're thinking about those things of that place. And so the 17th, it moves past the degree where it stopped in, it's going to be beyond 8 Libra. Okay? So this is what you need to know. And what you need to know is that we have this retrograde actually not even moving yet because it's still listed as stationary when the full moon arrives at 5:59 a.m. on Saturday the 10th. And I've had a little look at this. The polarity, as we know, is the general polarity that we just mentioned. You know, there's this wavy, uncertain energy of Pisces, but also the creative, psychic, and spiritual levels of Pisces at odds with the Virgo need, and it's because it's the sun in Virgo. It is the desire to express things in a very practical, analytical, organized way, and to focus the energy in creating that way. Although, you know, the moon in Pisces doesn't even go there. You know, it's not the right side of the brain for the moon in Pisces. So here you have it. And what is happening? I think I can do this one quicker than the others. I've had to do regular podcasts for the moon itself. The moon at 17, Pisces, is between the conjunction to both of these, Juno retrograde 14 Pisces and Neptune retrograde at 24 Pisces. So there's a lot of energy there, internalized and Piscean, which means, you know, what I just said about Pisces. And we have the issue before us, and we've had it before us, the women's rights and the women's victimization feelings of Juno and Pisces, the Neptune energies about what oh what is going to happen, and the moon, which is about women and the mother energy, nurturing energy. And so that's what's opposing the sun, the more masculine energies in Virgo. And that is a sign that's also about health, you know. So you can imagine something here, if you wish. And you can see that the full moon is going to be bringing the feelings up, up, up. And we're already seeing the signs of this. And, you know, we're getting closer to midterm elections, and we're seeing signs. So this, I think, is one of the major issues that we may be looking at. Of course, we all have a personal life that may have nothing to do with that. So, again, it's whether you are going to follow the psychic channel or the analytical, practical earthiness of the matter, and you might get stuck not being able to decide between the two, especially with Mercury stationary in Libra, opposing Jupiter. Yeah, it's doing that too. And it's trine Mars in Gemini, which wants to speed it up, but it's not going to. And so we do have, you know, there could be arguments here with Mercury opposing Jupiter in Aries. Yes, there can be. So we are looking also at Venus in Virgo as a player here. And she has an approaching aspect, which is the square to Mars in Gemini. So there is the sense that as we move forward from the full moon, because one of the things that happens at every full moon is we reach a fruition point, which can be a celebration, or we reach a point where we also see something so clearly because the moon is full of light shining down even through the night. You see, we have light. So we may see something we haven't wanted to see, and that may cause something to shift out of our lives. That's, so it's either fruition or separation potentials. Okay, so Mars coming up for a square from Venus is relationship energies, love nature versus passion, you know. So, and the square between Virgo and Gemini is, you know, an irritation for both, really. I mean, Virgo's very irritated by the, you know, the little butterfly Gemini energy that won't sit still and has all kinds of thoughts and wants to go this way and that way and doesn't follow the, what happened to the directions? Why are you taking off on another road? You know, well, because the road less traveled could be interesting, could have an adventure on it. But meanwhile, Venus in Virgo has mapped it out so well. So it's like this is in the full moon, all right? So, and, you know, there's a few other things in the full moon, but I think that that's the major energy. Some of you may feel the Saturn-Vesta conjunction, retrograde both of them, in Aquarius, where this, the issue is, will those things that I really am very attached to and want to protect be available to me in the future? And of course, if we look in the world, not only are we looking at issues in the, you know, realm of interactions and such, we are also looking at an imbalance of water that's going on and affecting people in terms of their work and their health in our country and other countries around the world now. So this Saturn Vesta in Aquarius of the future is like, you know, who's protecting it? Who's protecting us? Yeah. So that's your Pisces full moon as far as I see it. And as we come in after the full moon to Saturday the 10th, it's still in the full phase. We get the sextile to Uranus and Taurus coming in at 7:51 a.m. So, you know, we may be opening not just the psychic channel, but the intuitive channel to see what may become of those things in the mundane world. And maybe we are remembering that if we project positivity through that Aquarian-Uranian visionary energy, we may be able to have an influence. Moon in Pisces would be all for it, 7:51 a.m. And the psychic channels are open on Saturday as Moon joins Neptune until 4:56 p.m. So you can be really receiving messages if that's what you're doing. Also, Moon and Neptune enjoined here can have issues with, you know, infections, toxicities, and also, you know, the denial and the escape kind of energies. So, you know, whatever it is, there it is, and you'll know where you are in it when it gets there. Moon in Pisces sextiles Pluto's retrograde in Capricorn until 8:29 p.m. on Saturday. And if you have brought through messages, then you might get some information that you want to put to work in your revisioning the structures and achievements and projected pathway to achievement. You know, it's an interesting thing because September is the month where we'll have that equinox come in and we're going into the dark half, into the release quarter. Last quarter phase of the solar cycle, but we're right now, we're on the verge of it. But we feel it. We feel it coming in. We're definitely in fall here. Absolutely. Autumn is showing itself for us and the difference of light and the difference in nature. So you may be looking at some of those things on Saturday the 10th. Moon is void, of course, in Pisces after that. So just float around, enjoy music and films and, you know, all that stuff. Moon will enter fiery Aries at 2:47 a.m. on the 11th and join Jupiter at 12:31 p.m. Eastern. So there is a push here for something to happen. Like, this is serious. So be careful on the roads because, you know, we're seeing on the interstates particularly, I mean, I'm seeing local Carolinas news and Georgia mainly news about that. But boy, you know, people are saying to me, what's going on? You know, there's so many like crazy, crazy accident things happening. And I'm saying, well, Mercury is slowing down. People don't understand that they're under so much stress. And now we've got Mars in Gemini and Jupiter in Aries. Both of those things are anxious to get going and irritated if they can't. And so I think people are just doing like crazy things. So you've got to be like, you know, your own road warrior energy needs to be surrounded by light with angels around you so that your intuitive channel, you know, I must have told you before, when we're driving, our brain does go into somewhat of an intuitive psychic space. And if you allow yourself to know that, then you can anticipate perhaps and not be as surprised as other people will be at what someone else is wanting to do, particularly here on Sunday the 11th in the morning. People might be, you know, having angry posts about 9/11, and, you know, that happens every year, it seems. And then a moon in Aries might argue with this, you know, Mercury in Libra until 5:52 p.m., and it's not really up to speed, so it will be overpowered by the aggressive Aries energy. Things will be more harmonious for the moon in Aries when it sextiles Mars in Gemini until 11:56 p.m. Eastern Time. And that is when you can have your communications and feel comfortable that you're going to be heard and people understand and, you know, you're on the same-ish page. It will move to Aries Moon, a sextile to Saturn from the beginning of Monday. And so what we're going to be looking at on the week, beginning the 12th, is, let's see, is anything shifting? Is anything changing other than the quarter that we're going to be? It will be in the third quarter, and then we'll move into the fourth quarter. But I believe no one's changing signs or directions. Wow. And we don't have a lunar event. And it's not quite time to talk about the equinox, but it's getting there. So we'll get the aspects for the week of the 12th to the 18th of September next time. Have, I hope, an enlightening and peaceful Pisces full moon, and I'll say goodbye for now.